My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. Ready to send it over to Studio 2A. So pleased to be joined this week by Casey Golden with his band. It's got a brand new album that's going to be coming out in the fall. We're going to get a little sneak preview of that tonight, and also has a show coming up on at Congress on Wednesday. So without further ado, Casey Golden, live in Studio 2A.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to KXEI. Thank you.
to be this long. Like a daydream, oh no. Ooh, it feels like a daydream, oh no. Ah, it takes for me this slow. Ah, what it helps to be this slow. Just takes time to walk away. Ah, it feels like a daydream.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Casey Golden. Casey, thanks for coming down tonight.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
So while you're getting set up, why don't we go around and do some introductions? Everyone can let us know who they are and what they're playing tonight.
My name's Casey Golden. I'm playing guitar and I'm singing.
My name's Jeff Lounsbury, and I'm playing guitar.
I'm Grant Bysha. I'm playing bass.
My name's Ivan Martinez Key. I'm playing drums.
I'm Connor Gallagher, and I'm playing guitar.
All right, well, everybody, thanks for coming down. And Casey, you know, the last time that you were down here playing your music, I think, was when you were playing under the Good Faces name, I think.
Right. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, with you and Zach.
Yeah.
And you know, that was just two guys, much more stripped down. You had just put out kind of an EP of music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has changed since then. So take us through kind of the development from making music as, you know, kind of really more of a solo type act to now having this really fleshed out full band sound that you're playing with today.
Yeah, totally. Well, Zach Vito was in the Good Faces band. He moved away and wanted to keep playing music. And these guys who are playing tonight basically started playing music with them more in different bands, Secret Highway Secrets, Night Collectors, stuff like that. But I kept playing music, writing songs and things like that. And eventually it just came to, it was obvious, it was like, oh, you guys want to play these songs too, kind of thing. And so, I mean, that's in a nutshell what happened.
When you were writing those songs, did you envision that they would turn into full band, fleshed out songs, or did they start off being something that you thought would be more kind of a solo type thing, and then they evolved from there?
Yeah, I think all of these songs are basically written as a solo thing, as like a, like I could play any of these songs, I think, if I wanted to solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a matter of figuring out a band arrangement, how things fit together. So yeah, it's kind of the solo thing first, and then incorporating the band next, which is fun figuring out.
So when did that transition take place where you'd incorporated the band and you were starting to flesh these songs out into the arrangements that we're hearing today?
Well, a couple of summers ago, there was like a Good Faces band, which was me, Connor, Adon, and John Bullock.
Hmm.
And that was the first time I ever had a band playing these songs. Hmm. I kind of picked and choose different songs that I thought were more band-esque, bandy.
Mm-hmm.
So we played those ones and not the other ones. So, and it's kind of been a progression, the same thing kind of, you know, I write more and more songs that, you know, it's like, hey, these songs can't be played with a full band.
Sure.
And these other ones are more rock and roll sounding or more full band sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still do have kind of like different arrangements. So sometimes I'll play with just Grant, who's playing tonight on the bass. He'll play flute. Or sometimes I play with Connor, and I've played with a cello player, Lucas Gibson Rush, or Sophie Gibson Rush too. She's played once or twice. So there's still different arrangements out there.
And you've played with a lot of different bands over the years. You mentioned some of them at the outset of this, but when you're writing music that's under your name, that's very much kind of designed to, at least at its inception, be a solo project. How is your approach different when you're writing those songs than when you're contributing songs to other bands that you've played in?
That's a lot different. Well, there's similarities because in that when I'm writing my own songs, it's all a part of, that's like sort of the way that I'm learning, that I teach myself music is by writing the songs.
It's more golden when it's just him.
That's not true, Jeff. That's not true.
Well, I just kind of, you know, it comes from you, this, like,
honest place of a solo, of an artist. Like, you'd still be writing songs if there were no more people, you know? So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's more golden with everybody, though. I mean, so Jeff, it's just not true. It's just not true.
I just meant more Casey Golden, really.
Oh, okay.
Well, that part like, might be true, then.
Personal.
Well, we could get married and you could take my last name. Jeff.
Okay. I've so, always wanted to be a JG.
So these songs, you know, they started as the solo songs, and they've turned into what we're hearing today. But also, at some point along in the journey, you started recording some of these songs as well. We'll talk more about the record and what's come of it and what will come of it.
Yeah.
But at what stage, just so we get the chronology right, did you decide that you were going to start playing with a band before you started recording, or was that something that grew out of the process of recording?
That was definitely something that came out of the recording. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it kind of both. Okay. I started with the band a long time ago, and then mm-hmm. we kind of had a lull. I wasn't playing with any band for at least a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, I was playing a lot of different kinds of things, mostly like a two-piece or a duo.
Right.
And when I did decide to go in and record, it was kind of bringing up this old thing, but also kind of all the new songs that I had. So it was
right.
like some of the recordings are of older songs, some of them are of newer songs. It's a little bit of both.
Cool. Well, we're going to talk about that record during our next break, but let's get back into the music here. You're listening to Casey Golden on Locals Only, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. By the way, that was a great station ID that you did, Casey.
Oh, yeah,
well, totally FCC compliant. It was great.
I think that's
good. Yeah. I've heard you say it a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
there's no form. Tell me more. Withholding from the day when I was born. Tell me it's in heaven to drink all the wine. Come straight from the birth. But everyone has their own down to earth. No form. Tell me more. With an open fridge guy, nothing left to score. There you go. I've got an open fridge. Someone's couch can set my alarm. Tell me it's in heaven to drink all the wine. Come straight from the birth. Not everyone has their own down to earth. Of all your meetings, you can't. nothing wrong with me again. Feel free to tell me about your day. Just don't leave it in the dark out in the Beechwood Park. And yeah, there's something wrong in the corners of my song.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with Casey Golden. Casey, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
So during our last little break, we alluded to the fact that some of these songs started to come together in their current form when you started recording. So let's talk about that. When did you start recording the Dispatch songs?
I started recording these in October 2015. And it took about 3 or 4 months. I was kind of leisurely doing it. It was really fun. Started out with me and Adon. We knocked every song, the drums and the rhythm stuff out in one day, and then progressively kept coming back in the studio, adding things and making it sound all nice.
And where were you recording?
Oh, Midtown Island Studio with Matt Rendone.
And had you worked with Matt before?
Yes, I had. I worked with him on a Union Pacific song, actually, when that came out on a Burger compilation. So that was cool. We did some vocals.
And what was it about the way that Matt works and the music that he helps to record that made you feel like he'd be a good fit for recording this batch of songs?
Well, I think it's... He's really... aesthetically, like the kind of like a, he has a 60s style thing going on. And I think the biggest thing is the vocal harmonies. I thought that was really important, something that I wanted to accentuate in these recordings. And I think he's like the best person. He's the most knowledgeable at that.
Yeah.
Anyone in town. And he's more than that. He's just a great guy and he's really easy to get along with and kind of understands some of the more tasteful things in life.
So what are some of the ways that that this music took shape in the process of recording and working with Matt? Are there some tangible things that you can point to where you say, here's something that's really different now than when I brought these songs into the studio?
Yeah, the whole record.
There you go.
The entire record is totally different than what I could have thought if I would have, in a parallel universe, recorded it by myself or somewhere else. I think it would have been completely different. I learned a lot. That was definitely a big, huge learning experience. Recording there, I learned basically how to do every... I mean, that was basically the first real experience I had. And I think there's a lot of things that Matt does that maybe aren't done in other studios.
So if we take a magical journey to a parallel universe, what does the record that you would have made when left to your own devices sound like?
Good question. I need to go to the particle accelerator real quick and come back and let you know. I don't know. I think there wouldn't have been as much depth. And there wouldn't have been definitely not as much harmony and as much different layers, and there wouldn't be that sound, that Midtown sound that goes on it, which is a great thing.
So once you finished tracking the album, what was the process like of getting it to the final product in terms of mixing and mastering? Is that something that you were really involved in, or did you want to be hands off in that and sort of let someone else shape the album for a little while.
Oh yeah, Matt was the one who mixed everything, and I was there every day that we did the mixing. Connor came by and Grant came by one of the days. I think maybe a Don came by, I'm not sure. But I can't remember, but yeah, I was there. And but I mean he did everything really, because I after that experience and through that whole experience, I wasn't super seasoned yet. Mm. So I didn't, you know, I took his word for everything. So sure. I did sort of let him do his thing.
He's got the best pair of ears, though.
Yeah.
Well,
and what's between the ears as well.
Yeah, like the whole thing. Matt's mm-hmm. whole thing is like his ears are great. His brain is great. He likes music a lot. It's great.
That's a good combination.
It's just great.
He's the best.
So, originally, you were looking at releasing this album around now, but an exciting thing happened along the way.
Oh, right, yeah. So, a friend of mine is starting a record label over in Mississippi. They all work at Fat Possum, and they're starting a record label called Muscle Beach Records. And it's going to be like a sort of subsidiary of Fat Possum. And they're going to put out the vinyl of this recording we've been just talking about right now. So we do have to wait longer. We do. Also, I do want to mention Baby Tooth and also Commercial Appeal are putting it out on the cassette. They're splitting that one.
Cool.
But so for now, that is going to be top secret in three different boxes around Tucson to be untouched until... probably around December.
Cool.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah. And if people want to stay tuned and figure out, you know, what you have coming down the pipeline and when there's information about how to get the vinyl, what's the best way to keep track of developments in the world of Casey Golden's music?
Probably Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, you can, I don't post much, but you might see a post one day
that will remind you to go to the Facebook page, and then you'll get,
they'll just tell you to go to the Facebook. I don't have Twitter. Just find me in the street.
Perfect. So on Wednesday, you've got a show, over at Congress. And that's with Crystal Radio and with Human Behavior. And are you planning on, before the album comes out, are you going to do like a single release or anything like that to give people a preview?
Right. So on Wednesday, that actually is a single release.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. So I made a lathe cut over at Tan Line Printing with LB Records, Jake Ficker. That's going to be released, and I'll put that up on the Bandcamp and have some limited edition copies to sell over at that show. So that'll be one song from the record, the very first song, actually.
Excellent. So again, you can find Casey's music on Bandcamp. There'll be a single that goes up Wednesday night at Congress. You'll be able to get a lathe cut single of one of the tracks from the forthcoming album. And in the fall, that full album will come out on both vinyl and cassette. And go to Casey Golden's Facebook band page. It's just under the name Casey Golden or Casey Golden Music. Or
CaseyGolden.bandcamp.com. Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Awesome.
It'll be up there.
All right. Well, Casey, guys, thanks again for coming down. Really appreciate it. Music sounds great. And we've got a couple more songs to squeeze in here before we send it over to Bob Girth and The Hub. But thanks again for tuning in. Two locals only here. We'll be back next week from 8 to 10. But first, we've got time for one more set from Casey Golden.
Thanks, Matt. It's a pleasure as ever. Is that a thing? Is that a thing people say?
Yeah, I think it's been said.
I heard it once on NPR. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That's a pleasure as ever.
And now, I'm saying it, not on NPR, but KXEI. It's like,
is there a close in the numbers?
Like same thing, like funded or by donors and stuff?
9191.
How much time do we have, Matt?
About 12 minutes, if you want it. 11 minutes.
That's enough for two songs.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Thank you.
is up to them. Yeah.